This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw has said the construction work for Tata's semiconductor unit at Morigaon in Assam has begun. The unit will be set up with an investment of 27,000 crore rupees and will generate 15,000 direct and 11,000 to 13,000 indirect jobs. The Union Minister said that it will be a very big semiconductor plant which will manufacture 4 crore 83 lakh semiconductor chips per day. The chips will be used in e-vehicles and the communication and network infrastructure. The Meghalaya government will hold a two-day conclave on tourism next week for stakeholders to air their grievances and concerns towards charting the growth path. The conclave gains significance as the stakeholders have been miffed by members of a pressure group who forced many Assam-registered vehicles to return from Umtuna on 26th July, affecting the livelihoods of people dependent on tourism. Earlier, 15 organizations and traditional bodies under the banner of the Meghalaya Rural Tourism Forum resolved to stand up against pressure groups who dealt tourism a blow by intimidating, restricting the movement and threatening the security of tourists. The leaders of these organizations met with the Meghalaya Chief Minister and Tourism Minister to condemn the incident. Three persons who were planning to form an extortion gang in various parts of Garo Hills in Meghalaya were arrested with the arms for their alleged involvement in murdering a woman in Jadigittim area of South Garo Hills district. They were identified as David R. Marak alias Bitbit of Kachharipara, Gualpara, Assam, Deman R. Marak and Sainara R. Marak of Bajingdoba, North Garo Hills. Two small arms were recovered from the possession of the accused, which were used to commit the crime, the police said. An abandoned house at Lalpani in Jiribam district of Manipur was torched by unknown miscreants yesterday. In a separate case, a sub-inspector of Central Reserve Police Force stationed at Jiribam Police Station died by suicide after shooting himself. The police filed an FIR and are currently investigating the circumstances leading to the incident. The Joint Director of Health Services in Barpeta district of Assam has reported that around 36 individuals were infected with Japanese encephalitis or a similar disease, resulting in 4 fatalities. The Assam Health Department informed that since 1st January this year, one death was attributed to Japanese encephalitis, while 3 others were caused due to similar illness in the Barpeta district. An integrated health camp was launched in West Jayanthia Hills, Meghalaya, to provide comprehensive health care services over 2 months, covering around 200 villages. The beneficiaries will be entitled to general health checkups, testing and treatment for tuberculosis, HIV, hepatitis B and C, Megha health insurance scheme registration, and also house-to-house visits by health workers. Making Nagaland the first state in the country to implement the disaster management insurance, the state government and State Bank of India General Insurance have signed a memorandum of understanding for disaster risk transfer parametric insurance solution. A parametric multi-year risk transfer solution, it will aid in protecting the state's critical infrastructure and reduce economic losses due to disaster. The Institute of National Organ and the Tissue Transplantation Organization, Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, honored Manipur as the best emerging state in the field of organ and tissue transplantation in Northeast India. During a program organized by the Institute on the occasion of the 14th India Organ Donation Day at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi yesterday, the prestigious award was received by the Director of Health Services Manipur and her team. And the National Institute of Fashion Technology, NIFT Shillong, organized a 3-day orientation program for a fresh batch of 170 students in the 4 years undergraduate and 2-year postgraduate degree programs yesterday. Director NIFT Shillong Shankar Jha introduced the freshers to the campus, departments and courses, facilities and the teaching faculty. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashwani, Shillong. Have a nice day.